This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. Next hour, Will Brinson, CBS Sports, will join us to talk NFL Championship Weekend. Right now, though, let's dive into some props and weekend leaders. We're brought to you by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. The football playoffs are here, and prop swappers are cashing in. Find the best odds on PropSwap when you buy directly from other bettors. Go to PropSwap.com or download the free PropSwap app today. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. So there's a lot of markets this weekend, and we've talked about props and giving props with BetQL, which everyone should jump on, BetQL.com/props. But how about the market for who leads this weekend? That's a fun one. You know, most passing yards, most rushing yards, receiving yards. Where do we want to dive in first? Which market we want to dive into first here, Joe? Receiving, rushing, passing.
Well, let's start with the passing. That's the easy one, right?
Yep.
Mahomes is the obvious choice that most people are going to go with. Is it even bettable when you have Mahomes at the highest total in this game? Should we look for value elsewhere?
Well, I mean, the odds on FanDuel right now have Burrow and Mahomes as the same odds.
Yeah.
Plus 170.
And Burrow was kind of a long shot last week when he was plus 600 in this exact same market. You had more teams involved. Jimmy G, you kind of have to put a line through it, right? Do we see that? Can he pop? It hasn't been happening in the playoffs. It would happen from time to time in the regular season when he'd go for over 300. But this week, it doesn't feel like around 300 even gets you in the ballgame.
No, yeah, like Jimmy G's best. Is this the wrong week for him to be considered for this? Like, even if he has a good game, he feels the best he can. What are we talking about, 300, 310? Like, Jimmy G's, he's not a guy that's going to wake up one day and throw for 400 the way, I mean, Burrow and Mahomes could throw for 400 over the weekend. I mean, that wouldn't surprise anybody.
I could make a case for Stafford. The problem is I don't like these odds at plus 300. So I've got to beat Burrow and Mahomes for passing yards on the weekend, and my odds are only plus 300. I feel like you should be getting a better number than that.
I'm going to pass on this one. I like Burrow if I had to pick one. I think they have to play catch-up in this game.
What about Mahomes at plus 170? Is that the play here?
Well, I mean, it is interesting that he's not the favorite. Are the odds saying, the way I view it, that Burrow's got to play catch-up? He gets the yards late. Mahomes doesn't
100%.
Need to?
Yeah. 100%. Seven-point dog. He's going to be passing. He has great receivers. The only chance they have of winning is on his arm anyways. But we just saw Mahomes go 378 and 404 in the two playoff games. So why are we not looking at that? Regular season, he had a couple. Yeah, he had two 400-yard games. I mean, it's just, should we just be looking at Mahomes? Let's not overthink it.
If you had to rank them, in terms of by the end of the weekend, who's the top four passing leaders? Would you go both AFC guys, 1-2 in some order, then Stafford, then Garoppolo?
Mahomes, Burrow, Stafford, Garoppolo. I would not have made Burrow and Mahomes the same.
That's the weird part, yeah.
Yeah, I would be more intrigued by Burrow if there was more value in the number.
Aaron, what are you thinking? Passing leader this weekend.
This is, I'll probably pass on the passing leader, but yeah, I plus 170 and the fact that Burrow and Mahomes are the same, I just don't see myself betting on Stafford or Garoppolo. Excuse me. So I'm just going to stay away from this one.
All right, let's go to rushing leader, Championship Sunday here. Joe, you mentioned earlier the idea that maybe the Bengals make this a Joe Mixon game. Try to run some clock, protect their offensive line a little bit. You can't get up a sack when you run the football. Get Joe Mixon involved early, slow this game down. You get plus 240 on Joe Mixon.
Yeah, I mean, I only brought up Joe Mixon because I saw his rushing yards with such a low numbers in the mid-50s. And that's around what he's done in the playoffs so far, but different game script. I would not consider Mixon at plus 240. We saw last round, it was Mahomes at 80-1, and mm-hmm. you're not going to get that sort of value now. This time around, Mahomes is 24-1, and that's the same odds that you're going to get at Darrell Williams. And we don't know what we're going to see out of him. How about Kansas City? Are they milking clock and running the ball late? Mm-hmm. Belair is plus 850 as the fifth favorite. Is that a decent look?
Yeah, there's some there's
I like McKinnon. He's been getting a lot more action.
But it's only rushing, so you're not getting all those receiving looks where the majority of the work, I want to say, he's getting.
Receiving.
What's Cam Akers at?
250.
Right. My there only with worry with Cam Akers is like, are we one more stumble away from McVay has to say, like, I can't keep you on the field, man. You fumble the ball every time.
I would do it after this week. After last week, I would have done it. Well, we might see more work for Michelle based on that. All those fumbles lost. So I would not bet that. So is there value in Michelle at 16-1?
I think there is. It's trying to milk the clock and they trust him. He bursts
That's
one at the end.
That's a good number. That's a really good number. And I'm getting a running back. A teammate fumbled a bunch in the last game and I'm favored to win.
Debo plus 430.
Nah.
Not enough carries. Not enough volume.
Not enough. Not the number's not good enough for me to see him as a rushing yard leader. He could absolutely do it, but not at this number.
All right, let's go to receiving yards for Championship Sunday. And obviously we have some gigantic names here and guys we think are going to have some big games across the board. Cooper Kupp plus 210. Jamar Chase plus 410. Tyreek Hill 6-1. Kelsey 650. Higgins 9-1. Kittle 12-1.
It's really hard to go down the board, isn't it? Look at the names that you have to beat out.
I mean, Gabe Davis did this last weekend, right? Gabriel Davis.
Yeah.
And we didn't dive in deeply last week. I bet his number was amazing in terms of what he eventually did. So it mm-hmm. can happen. It's just a matter of who's the guy to do it.
Well, the guy would be, okay, if we're looking secondary receivers that could explode, T. Higgins is that guy.
Right.
He's 9-1. Hardman? Where's Hardman? 43-1. Possibly. Van Jefferson is explosive.
OBJ does big catches over the top for Jefferson, like 45 yarders. Yeah, that could happen.
That's what I would be looking for, something like that. And again, the Debo problem is I'm not getting the rushing yards.
You know what's interesting, and I understand there's a lot of great receivers this weekend, specifically Jamar Chase, but among the favorites in each category, the best number you're getting is Cooper Kupp. And that's the one I feel the best about.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, if you ask me to guess right now, I mean, Cooper Kupp every week is 100 yards. It's just like clockwork. Mm-hmm. He just does the same thing. 8-9 catches, you know, 100, 120 yards every single week. 90 when he's not doing as well.
That's a good point. And it's plus 210.
The most Van Jefferson's had all year is 90. He's not getting many targets. He had two catches against Tampa Bay, one against Arizona. So that's why you're getting such a juicy number with Van Jefferson. Oh, Skowronek, 110-1.
Oh, there he is. That's the play.
Did he do it for us, Joe?
No, that's not happening.
Is it worth,
what do you think, Paul?
Is it worth playing both Chiefs guys? Is it worth playing both Chiefs guys, Kelce and Hill? At
so if one blows up, yeah. That could happen.
Do you pair with Mahomes? Could I mean, if they're blowing up, he's probably leading the weekend.
Who was it that came on and liked Ayuk
yeah.
to have a big game?
I think Jim Sonnis.
Sonnis?
Yes. I struggle to trust him. I mean, he's got talent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. And we can make a case for some of these other names. Again, I got to be Kupp, Chase, Tyreek, and Kelce. That's the challenge here. Even T. Higgins, I could make a case for him, but to get past all of them, and I know what happened last weekend, but what had to happen? 200 yards he needed.
Right.
Right?
I just look at it this way. Like, the Coop for the receiving thing, I know Beckham's become more of the offense as weeks have gone on, and he went over his receiving yards prop last week. But the gap between 1 and 2 on all these other teams isn't like it is with the Rams. Target share, where they go with the football, like,
yeah,
it could be Chase or it could be Higgins, it could be Kelce or it could be Hill for 8, 9, 10 targets. It's going to be Cooper Kupp. Stafford's going to throw the ball at him 10 times at least.
And Kupp had 100-yard games both times against San Francisco during the regular season. And even if when the targets are limited, when they're limited to 7, he still goes over 100 yards.
He just catches the ball every possession.
Yes.
It's incredible. I think of all the favorites, he's the best
plus
one.
Plus 210.
I'm taking it.
Are you?
I just did.
Yeah.
You know, the crazy thing is Cooper Kupp is minus 140 to have the most playoff receiving yards. So if he's minus 140, then you might as well just take the plus 210. I mean, it seems like it's leaning that way.
You're saying for the playoffs?
The playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't he already in the lead there? I'm forgetting what that number was.
Well, he's played 2 games, and he said what did he do in the Rams game? The Cardinals game. He's got to be the leader, right? Him or Chase has to be the leader so far.
Yeah, yeah. And they're expected to win because they are the favorite. So then he should get that second game. So that's why the number is so drastically different. Like, this is just for this weekend.
So Cooper Kupp, yes, he has 244 receiving yards. He leads the playoffs right now. The guy behind him is Gabriel Davis, out. Mike Evans is 236, out. Now, Ja'Marr Chase is at 225, but he's not favored to go to the Super Bowl. Kupp, yeah. Hill, Kelce are the guys with 200 at least that probably will play next couple.
And Hill's plus 250, and so is Kelsey. Most playoff receiving yards.
Hey, I know Aaron did it. Have you guys bet on Mahomes MVP Super Bowl?
Not yet.
Are you, Paul? Nothing?
I haven't done it yet.
Are you considering it?
I put the two dogs in, the defensive players, Bosa and Miller, the other day.
Yeah.
So that's one of those where I think you scale up the units if you're going to do it.
100%. Yes.
I got Honey Badger, bro.
That's what I'm
good. I'm good.
Is he coming back? Are we going to be all right with Honey Badger?
We don't need him this week. We don't need him this week. And then he's going to get Stafford or Jimmy G. Come on.
You think having a big conference championship game doesn't matter in the voters' minds?
I think the comeback from adversity and showing out on the biggest stage after everything he's been through and dropping in the draft and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, we'll come back. Will Brinson, and we have breaking news. The Bears have a coach. We got to get the reaction on this show. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.